Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court refused to take a case involving child endangerment coming out of Alabama, where the Alabama Supreme Court actually said that a child in the statute in that state includes the unborn from the moment of conception, a major case out of Alabama. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case. Matt, we at the same time saw the Supreme Court not take the marriage cases, which really surprised a lot of people. They thought that they would take one of these cases. They also, on the same day, decided not to take a case coming from the state of Alabama, from the Alabama Supreme Court, called Kimbrough versus Alabama. Now, that particular case involved the what's called child endangerment law, in which the Alabama court stated that child in the statute included an unborn child from the moment of conception. And the child endangerment basically says that it is a crime to endanger your child, including your child that may be in the womb. So in that particular case, it involved a woman who was pregnant and during the pregnancy was taking illegal substances. And sometimes when that happens, the child is born actually addicted to cocaine or whatever illegal substance that that woman is taking, the mother is taking during that pregnancy. And so that is what happened when she did give birth. The child was addicted. The hospital realized that the mother had been endangering the child. And at the moment of live birth, that child is actually going through drug withdrawals because of the addiction that it developed inside the womb.
This is just common sense stuff. I mean, obviously, she's endangering the child. She's hurting the child. It's affecting the child. This, you know, the left loves to say the science is settled. We, from the moment of conception, a human being is a human being, and the science is abundantly clear about this. The only thing, this is all very common sense. It makes sense when you look at it in and of itself and focus on it, but what's the issue here? What's the rub? The rub is that effectively the logical conclusion of that is that, oh, well, if this is a child in the womb, then that and it would endanger or hurt the child for the mother to take the drugs, which is factual, which is true. Well, then that might somehow restrict our ability to go in and kill that child through abortion homicide. That's where the rub is. So it's not a scientific analysis. It's not even a moral analysis. The reality is it is what it is, but they want to be able to kill the children, and they saw this as a threat to murdering children in the womb.
Yeah, so this case was petitioned to the United States Supreme Court. The woman actually lost the case at the Alabama Supreme Court and then petitioned it to the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court refused to take the case, and consequently that decision, Kimbrough versus Alabama, stands in Alabama. And so what the court did in Alabama was look at the statute in question, the child endangerment law, and they said that the word child applies to the born and the preborn from the moment of conception. So you can't give your born child cocaine because that would be child endangerment, nor can you give the child in your womb cocaine because that's the same thing. There's no difference right between the child pre-birth and or after birth. And what we did at Liberty Counsel is we filed an amicus brief in that case, and we reviewed the history of law and also other areas of law in which the humanity of the preborn child is recognized. And a historical view or review of the legal protection from the unborn dates all the way from ancient Greece to the present day, and it shows that life is the gift of God. It's a right inherent in every individual, and it begins at the contemplation of law before technology developed, at the moment that you realize life was in the mother's womb, meaning what was called quickening, or when you had the first movement, because that's the only way they knew that there was a life actually developing in the womb when it actually moved inside the woman's body. But then obviously technology now shows us that life begins before that first movement, before that first kick or move in the womb. So the law has always recognized the humanity of the child in the womb and given it protection. The aberration in that was Roe versus Wade in 1973. And this particular decision not only addresses the statute and says that child includes preborn and afterborn children, but it also significantly, severely criticizes the Roe versus Wade decision from the Supreme Court in 1973.
Yeah, so what was the logic, what was the reasoning that the Alabama Supreme Court stated for striking down this law?
Well, they didn't strike down the law, they upheld the law.
They
upheld the law. The law was the child endangerment law, and then she was prosecuted for child endangerment.
Okay.
And so she appealed that and said that the law is unconstitutional, and also in addition to that, it cannot include a preborn child. And so the court upheld the law as constitutional.
Gotcha.
And said that the definition of child includes both preborn and afterborn children. So she didn't like that opinion, obviously, so she asked the Supreme Court to review it. And this particular decision has a very strong critique of Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court refused to take the case, so that means this law stands and the decision stands. Now, when you look at what happened in 1973, the Supreme Court kind of veered off, not kind of, they did veer off from history and precedent and common sense and obviously the Constitution with Roe versus Wade. But if you look now even at other areas of law, in personal injury law, if you ultimately hurt a child in the womb, then the mother can sue you for damages to her and
right.
to the child.
Yeah.
So there's two...
There's even a federal law to that.
That's right. And you've got criminal law. So in many states, if you ultimately hurt or kill the mother and the child, you could have a double homicide or double criminal violation against two people. Wills, if you have a child in the womb and you devise your property to someone, it includes the afterborn child. If they are in the womb, they have rights just like someone who's a 16 or a 60-year-old. And you also have that in the state law as well.
Which shows an amazing logical incongruity here. Quite a few years back, you may remember the Scott Peterson case.
Yeah, and he was prosecuted for a double
homicide. He was prosecuted for murdering Lacey Peterson and their preborn son. A double homicide. Yet Lacey Peterson, if she on a whim had decided to go down the street and have a different man, a man who wears rubber gloves and calls himself a doctor, slaughter her child in the womb, that would not have been considered homicide. Yeah. It makes absolutely no sense, but yet that is the state of affairs. That's why I believe Roe v. Wade is not long for this world. I think eventually
it
will be overturned.
I mean, just think about that and just dwell on that for a moment. Here you have her husband killing her and her child. He's prosecuted for killing her and her child, double homicide. But if she voluntarily went down to a doctor and killed her own child, then it's called choice. And neither she nor the doctor would be prosecuted. That makes absolutely no
sense.
We're
talking about the same thing, a homicide
of the child. So how can a woman kill a child and it be choice, but a third party kill the child and it's murder? It makes no sense.
It's either murder or it's not.
And it's murder because it is a human being that is alive, and life begins at the moment of conception. Roe versus Wade is on an island all by itself. It's on a lonely island because the other areas of law do not agree with it with regards to the humanity of the child in the womb. History does not agree with it. The Constitution does not agree with it. And certainly science does not agree with it. You know, when you have these 3D and now 4D ultrasounds, how can you look at that and say, yeah, I guess I can kill it, but you can't kill it, because if you do, it's murder. If I do, it's choice. I mean, that's absolutely absurd. Roe versus Wade is on a short leash. I believe that in our lifetime, Roe versus Wade will be overturned. I believe that we will turn back to a culture of life. This country needs to repent of the blood that it has shed. The largest genocide in world history has been committed here within the borders of America against our preborn children, not just killing them, but brutally and barbarically slaughtering children in the womb. Seven justices on the United States Supreme Court in 1973 and five in 1992 affirmed that again. That is a horrible time in American history. It's a horrible time and the worst decisions ever by the United States Supreme Court. But we, I believe, if we continue to pray and act, will return this culture of America back to a culture of life. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us. You can go to lifeunited.org, that's lifeunited.org, or lc.org for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.